This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. We have a multitude of insurance needs, and Purdy Insurance handles them all and saves you money in the process. Customer service means everything to them. The great people at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right, let's get to the high school roundtable. Some interesting results last week, and we will start with Coach Briggs and Sealands Grove. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. It's the showdown with Shikellamy this week. Last week, a tough one with Shamokin. I want to start with the Shamokin part of it. They have put together some really good performances so far. You finally got a chance to really look at them firsthand. What did you think?
Oh, they're explosive in every facet. Really impressed with their quarterback. In my opinion, I think he's the one that kind of took it over for them in a close game a week ago against Sealands Grove. But, you know, big kids up front, tall, athletic, skill kids. Quarterback, he's a little guy, he's just a sophomore, but he's everywhere. He runs the ball, he throws very, very well. I mean, the score that basically put them over to beat Sealands Grove, ball snapped over his head, went about 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And you know what happens then? All the defense kind of, you know, they kind of hiccup and go, whoa, and then start pursuing. He outran the pursuit, going to his left, and threw a dime in the end zone for a touchdown. And it was just amazing. Now, part of it was the secondary and linebackers started to drift up. The ball was in the red zone, started to drift up, and when he was scrambling to obviously make a play, and two of the guys came off the receivers. But amazing scramble and throw. They're a good football team, and Sealands Grove had them on the ropes. A turnover that led to a score for Shamokin, but it was a 9-7 game into the third quarter before these things happened. But hats off to him. Mark Persing's doing a great job there.
You know what? In these games, it's usually one play each half.
Oh, my goodness.
Who can win the one play each half? And in the end, Shamokin won the one play in the second half that threw him over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they started the game. Pat O'Brien, who does a super job on our radio, we were walking out, and he said, how many times have you seen in my career where something happens quickly, like the pencil kid returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown? Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden, Sealands Grove just went on a 10-play drive and scored and went up 7-6. Shamokin missed the PAT. It stayed that way till about a minute to go in the half. Back and forth type of thing, but how many times do you see a team that scores quickly, big, and then all of a sudden it's kind of they get back on their heels a little bit because they're saying to themselves, oh, this is a little bit too easy. Well, it wasn't. I think Sealands Grove smacked them in the teeth a little bit, and it's probably the first time since Jersey Shore that's happened to them, and they responded. So, good game.
All right, so now Sealands Grove needs to respond. What did you take out of that game that is actually, in the end, will be a building block for them in the stretch run?
Oh, so many young guys are playing. They had guys come back off of injury, some older guys that were injured again. And then, you know, they're playing a couple freshmen on the offensive line, secondary, a couple freshmen. I'm talking about Selins Grove now. And the key to the whole night last week and probably thus far in the season is two people, Gavin Bastian, and who plays both sides of the ball, and, man, Ethan Miller, the linebacker, is just all over the place. That mixed in, I think they're getting healthier, and I think saying that even though a couple guys got dinged last week, what's happening is these young guys are getting valuable experience. And this week, you know, it's obviously a big one because of the historical background between Selins Grove and Shikellamy. Seals have had the upper hand the last couple years, but still, a rivalry is a rivalry, and throw out the records.
Let me ask you about that part, because I'm going to ask the Chiefs the same thing. Maryland,
he'll lie to you.
I know he will. I bet he has a history of it. Okay. Maryland in basketball will tell you that Duke is their biggest rival. Over and over and over and over. But you talk to the Duke people, it's game 12.
North Carolina.
Right? Okay. Yep. That's game 12. Like Michigan State, that's our biggest rival, Michigan. For Michigan, it's game 5. Right.
Yeah.
How does Selins Grove view Shikellamy?
Well, kind of what I just said. They've had the upper hand for so long. I remember they played, and I wasn't doing this and was just a fan a couple years back, where Shikellamy beat them in the playoffs, beat Selins Grove, and it was a shocker to the whole to the whole community. I think for Shikellamy, this is their chance to, hey, we've got a chance to beat the big boys, the guys that won a state title and are always in the playoffs and all this and that. For Selins Grove, it's kind of what you just said. It's kind of the next one on the schedule, and we know it's a rivalry, but let's go. So maybe not emphasized enough. I don't mean that the coaches are not, but I think it's maybe the rivalry has kind of lost its luster, and you know, again, that's a fan observing here, not necessarily anybody.
But that's a fair answer, though.
Or anything.
Right. Yeah, but that's a fair answer, and that's why I asked. It's fair. Hey, Coach, thanks so much. Always appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve, and good luck to the Nittanies again this week.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Steve.
All right.
Let's transition to Shikellamy. Chief is on the line, and now you have some positive stuff to talk about. What did Friday night just mean to the psyche of this team by not only winning, but how they did it?
Oh, it meant a lot, Steve. And, you know, we talked last week that the team that scored first probably would have the advantage, and the Braves drove down the field about 70 yards and had a nice touchdown pass from Brody Raybuck into Thomas Pollock, and it was a thing of beauty. And then after that, things just picked up. I will tell you that I have never seen a game, I don't think I've ever played in one, where every aspect of the team excelled. Offensive line, defensive line, special teams. It was just amazing. They basically dominated. I know Central Mount hadn't won a game, but so we were in the same boat, and it was just a great night. And you can tell the kids were really enjoying themselves, and that made practice this week getting ready for Selins Grove a lot easier.
Yeah, not only there's always a lot more jump in practice because they've had success. I mean, what do you think moving forward, just doing what they did last Friday night, can mean to them in terms of the psyche of it?
Well, the number one, the confidence. You know, they put in a new offense just last week against Jersey Shore. Granted, it was an offense that they ran probably the last couple of years, but they had not run it since then. And they got a lot of confidence. Now, the defense, You know, there were two touchdowns called back. One was an interception for a touchdown. The other was a punt return of 95 yards for a touchdown. So, I mean, when you get success like that, when you see what's supposed to happen and it does happen, I think you become a little bit more of a believer. If you're continually not succeeding, whether it's running the ball, passing the ball, special teams, stopping on defense, and it doesn't happen, I think the kids start to get down a little bit, but not now. I mean, the last two games, even though Jersey Shore played very well and beat us by quite a few points, we scored two times against their first defense, and that was another ignition. I just really feel good to watch kids actually enjoying themselves out in the field.
I asked Steve this, and I'll ask you this, you know, to get the Shikellamy perspective. For Maryland in basketball, Duke is their biggest rival. They'll tell you that over and over and over again. They don't play them anymore, but that's the way it was. But for Duke, it was game 12. Michigan State, biggest rival, Michigan. Michigan, it's game 5. Okay? How does Shikellamy view Selins Grove?
Well, it's definitely a rivalry, but I might get in trouble for this, but I think it's more of a rivalry between the people that are watching the game than the people that are on the field. The kids, yeah, sure, they want to beat Selins Grove, and they see they see each other all year long, and it's been a while since Shikellamy has delivered a blow to Selins Grove's ego. So that's one thing I think they're looking at, and I mean, I hate to talk about past history, but for the first probably 12 years of the games between Shikellamy and Selins Grove, Shikellamy dominated. And then in the 80s, it was kind of games where they were going back and forth with victories. And Selins Grove over the last 20, I'd say the last 25 years, has gotten Shikellamy's number. But this is another game. It's a new one. And you know, it's the old story. They may only win two or three games this year. If they beat Selins Grove, that's bragging rights, and they'll say, "Yeah, but we beat Selins Grove." So it's just one of those things that I think helped them out. You know, Shamokin has a great team. They could get to districts, and they could get to states, but if they don't beat Mount Carmel, that's all they'll talk about the whole year long. It's kind of the same thing. You know, you beat Selins Grove, you got something you can talk about.
All right, which brings up the last question. Does it lose a little luster because it's not the last game of the regular season?
I don't think so. For years, it was the second game of the season. Right. And I think that maybe if it were earlier, it would be the kids might be fresher as far as their legs and as far as, I guess, just their bodies not being hit as much or any of those injuries, but it doesn't lose any luster being this game.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's right in the middle of the season, and especially this year since we've had a change in coaching and we've had a change in, it seems, some type of attitude. But, no, I would say it doesn't make a big difference with Shikellamy.
Dave, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. All right. Again, good luck with Penn State. I was there last week for the game with Illinois, and I'm going to be there for UCLA. So,
great. Enjoy it.
Yeah,
be a lot of fun.
Yep, we will. All right. Take care.
The great Dave Ritchie with us on the show. Greg Wetzel now joins us. The beat goes on. Beat Loyal Sock 27-13. Greg. Right.
Yes, sir.
They got something special going here, don't they?
They have something going right now, Steve. They're playing well defensively, offensively. The score was 27-7. Loyal Sox scored the last play of the game and probably made the score about what it should be. It was a well-played game, both sides of the ball. And it was good. It was good to see Lewisburg come out on top, go to 6-0.
Well, let's get to something you can't see, but when you're around it, you can feel it. What kind of confidence does this team have right now because of the success?
They are a very confident football team, Steve. You know, this game against Loyal Sock, they returned a kickoff to the 21-yard line. The score was 13-7 in favor of Lewisburg at the time. Loyal Salk is on Lewisburg's 21-yard line, first and 10, midway through the third quarter. The defense gave up exactly 2 yards in four plays. You know, they don't panic. They're being coached right now. They're listening to their coaches. They're just doing a really, really nice job running the schemes that the coaches want them to run, staying within themselves. They're fun to be around right now.
I can imagine they are. Now they've got this matchup with Midwest, and Midwest got, I mean, unfortunately for them, it was, I mean, Bloomsburg took them apart 43-0. How do you look at the matchup with Midwest and for Lewisburg scoring first kind of keeps the boat rolling?
Yeah, it's unfortunate for Midwest, Steve. It really is. It's they're a program that's trying to get the sport started, getting a foothold on the sport. They haven't had a lot of success the last 2 years. I think they've lost 16 or 17 games in a row, something like that. This year they've only scored 13 points. The coaching staff at practice last night, guys, we're 0-0. I'm sure you hear that with Coach Franklin a lot. We want to be 1-0 this week. This is what we need to do. We need to get better. These are the areas we want to improve in, talking about those type of things. Talking with him after practice, he's not worried about overconfidence. He thinks the captains have a good feel on the team of what they're doing, and he wants to get in there, get a lead, get the starters out, and keep everybody healthy. That's his biggest concern, I think, going into this week, keeping people healthy.
Well, this is fun for you. Normally, your biggest concern is hitting that 9-iron and getting a little draw on it. All right, so.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, good. Hey, always a pleasure. Great they're playing so well. And, by the way, is the town starting to respond to these guys?
They are. What was great last week, Steve, was that it was alumni weekend homecoming. And they were all excited. I mean, we had a good turnout for the game. People were starting to come out and pay attention to this football team.
That's great. Love it. Greg, really thanks so much, my man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep, appreciate it. We will come back with more in a moment. Don't forget, coming up this week, it'll be Shikellamy and Sealands Grove at Sealands Grove. So you'll have 1070 WKOK. We'll have the Sealands Grove broadcast along with the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. It'll be Sealands Grove on Eagle 107 with the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel, and then Lewisburg at Midwest on 100.9 The Valley. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.